It was my friend. He said he was down in the lobby waiting for me. He had a surprise for me. He met this girl and thought that she would enjoy my company. So the three of us were kind of, well, what are we going to do today? You know, what are we going to do tonight? And in the lobby of the Hotel New Yorker where we were staying, there was a little pamphlet of things to do in New York. It said Jimi Hendrix live at the Fillmore on New Year's Day. So off we went, and we found the Fillmore. We purchased our tickets from a wizard. This fellow was dressed up in saffron robes with stars and the moons, the crescent moons, and he had a wizard hat on, and he had a magic wand, and he had tickets in his other hand. And we got the tickets for $5 a piece.
And were there opening acts?
Yeah, there were quite a few, actually. It's, you know, we weren't prepared for that. You know, we thought we were just seeing Jimi Hendrix. And we saw the Tower of Power. We saw Cold Blood. We saw Lighthouse and the Voices of East Harlem. And then it was followed by the Band. With at that time, Jimi Hendrix had left the Experience and was working with Buddy Miles on drums and Billy Cox on bass.
It was a significant change from what he had done in the past. I mean, there was a hint of it at Woodstock. What was your impression of that performance compared to what you had known on his albums with the Experience? Do you remember?
Well, it was the whole experience. Just being at the Fillmore, seeing him on stage, I had great seats, great vantage point, and it was just like, I was almost speechless. It was just like, wow, from beginning to end. Buddy's playing, you know, powerful drummer. Billy Cox supporting Jimmy on the bass, and of course, seeing Jimmy live for the first time. It was a very memorable experience.